you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope it encourages you to live and love like Jesus.
Good morning. My name is Maggie Proshek, and I serve as one of your pastors here at Stonebridge United Methodist Church, and I want to welcome you to church this morning. It is a joy and a privilege to be here and worship with all of you. I want to extend a special welcome to all of our guests here this morning. If you will, find the black connection pad at the end of your row and fill out the information in there as much as you want to give us. This is just a way for us to get to know you, to find out how we can better connect you to the life of our church. And so I want to share a few opportunities with you coming up and in our ministry together in the coming weeks. First, Fam Blitz Live. That's a little bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? Fam Blitz Live is this Saturday, April 21st, from 4 to 6 p.m. It's going to be just a really fun event. It's going to be in here. It's for the entire family. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be games and challenges. There'll be like lights and fog, and it's just going to be a blast. And you can pre-register online on our website. We also have a video to where you can see kind of what's going to happen and what you can expect. And we also, there's a suggested $10 donation per person at the door. And so we hope that you're able to join us at this fun event this Saturday. Also, next Sunday, April 22nd, beginning at 5 o'clock here in the Rack, we are having our night of worship. We're going to discover how our church and Zoe Ministry are working together to empower children in Africa. Zoe's chief program officer from Kenya will share during a free catered dinner, you can RSVP online, just a little bit about the ways that we're working together to do that. And then after all of that, we will finish up with worship in here. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time of worship together. We're going to have our bridge band leading us in worship, and we're also going to have an original artwork from Splat Experience. They're going to be painting during the worship time, and it's going to be something that we get to keep and enjoy in the weeks to come, and it's just going to be a great time, so we hope that you're able to join us that evening. Sunday, April 29th, we are having our next Explore Stonebridge. And so if you have been just wanting to meet all the pastors, if you've been wanting to ask certain questions, this is the time. It's going to be in Eagle's Wings at 10 o'clock. You can talk to Pastor Jan about any questions that you may have, but this is just a great way for you guys to talk with the pastors one-on-one about any questions that you may have. And so this morning, as we get into our message, we are starting our new sermon series called By the Love of God. Easter Sunday reveals to us the truth of the resurrection, that God so loved the world. And so in the weeks coming, we are going to be exploring Johannine literature and discovering and looking at what we receive when we receive the love of God through Easter. Because, my friends, we live as Easter people. We live in the hope and joy of the resurrection of our risen Lord. And so we're going to be diving in and looking at what that means for our lives today. And so if you have your Bible or Bible app, I want to invite you to get those out now and find your way to 1 John chapter 3, starting at verse 1, or you can follow along on the screens behind me. And so as we prepare our hearts and our minds to hear God's word for us this morning and God's message for us, will you pray with me? Loving and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts gathered here this morning be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, from 1 John chapter 3, hear this word. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, and that we should be called God's children. And that is what we are. Because the world didn't recognize him, it doesn't recognize us. Dear friends, now we are God's children, and it hasn't yet appeared what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we'll see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Every person who practices sin commits an act of rebellion, and sin is rebellion. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and there is no sin in him. Every person who remains in relationship to him does not sin. Any person who sins has not seen him or known him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The person who practices righteousness is righteous in the same way that Jesus is righteous. And so when I think about God and I'm trying to better understand my relationship and explaining that to other people, I find that it's easiest for me to talk about the characteristics of God and how I've experienced my own relationship with God. And so I view God as loving parent with characteristics both of father and mother. And so the most popular way that we view God, right, is as father, as Abba. And we see Jesus referring to God as Abba often in the New Testament. And Abba has been directly correlated with the word daddy in the English language. And so by this, we see this great intimacy and closeness that Jesus has with God, and we see this great love and compassion that God has for Jesus. And as popular as it is to view God as Father, I think it's important that we also make room to view God as Mother. For instance, in Matthew 23, Jesus is addressing the people of Jerusalem, telling them how he longs to gather them and protect them like a mother hen would protect her chicks. And in other cases, in Isaiah 42, God is referred to as the one who has conceived. And in Deuteronomy 32, is described as the one who went through labor pains. And so while I don't want to put God in this box of gender-related terms, right, I think it's important and sometimes easier for us to understand who God is in relationship with us when we can look at the characteristics of God. As an adoptee, I also view God as adoptive parent and relinquishing parent. Now, this may not be a way that many of us have ever really thought of God, and this was not something that I'd really thought about until just a couple years ago when I was still at Perkins, but I think it's one that deserves more attention because, friends, we crave connectedness. We crave and we want to belong somewhere, and we want to be at home somewhere with someone. And with God as adoptive parent, God welcomes us home with open arms and welcomes us as the child that God has been waiting for. We were all called to be a part of God's family, and we're all called to become adopted through Jesus Christ. And so when speaking about God as adoptive parent, we also have to look at God as relinquishing parent. What's said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." Because of this relinquishing movement, because of this great love, it's because of this that we are able to be a part of God's family. It's because of that that we have the promise and the hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're able to be reborn and given new life and be a part of the family of faith. And my friends, that's where we find ourselves, right? In this wonderful family of faith where we get to accept one another, find each other's differences, and see how we can work those together for the glory of God. A professor of mine wrote a book called Spirit of Adoption. And in it, she spoke to having the same name as our brothers and sisters. And through having the same name, adopted children of God, we're claiming one another as being a part of God's family. And through this, through taking up the name adopted child, we also get to go to those who are on the outskirts of society. We get to go to those who don't have a name to claim on their own. And by doing that, we go to them and we tell them that we are adding their name to ours so that they are now a part of our family, that we are now seen as belonging together with Christ the firstborn in God's family. And so by seeing ourselves as children of God and seeing God as parent, we get to better understand God's love for us, God as parent, right? My parents are wonderful parents. I've talked about them quite a bit, and some of you have gotten the pleasure to meet them and talk with them and know a little bit more about them. They've always just supported every goal of mine, every dream of mine, everything that I was interested in. And so from the ballet recitals to drill team performances and band concerts and choir concerts and, you know, everything in between, they've been there. And even when my brother had something on the same night, like another band concert on the same night, they would kind of divide and conquer, right? My dad would go to one and my mom would go to the other. But that way, my brother and I knew that they were there and that they were supporting us and loving us, right? And even now, like, I know that I can call them and be like, "Hey, I need you." And they'll be there. Just this past week, I was driving home, and I was already on the phone with my mom, just kind of talking about the day, and I drove past the front of my house, and I saw that my front door was wide open, and I panicked. I freaked out, right? Because when you see your house is not the way you left it, kind of freaks you out. And so I told her really fast. I hung up the phone. I called the police, told them, hung up the phone. I called my husband, Will, told him. And then my mom called back and said, your dad and I are on our way, and we'll get there as fast as we can. Now, luckily, thankfully, it was nothing. Our door had just blown open. Thank God. And so, but it was just this amazing fact that my parents would drop everything that they were doing. I mean, I know that they were doing stuff. I know that they weren't just sitting around waiting for me to call and ask them to come over really quick. They dropped everything, though, to come over and to be with me during my panic. And it's just these little things throughout life, right, that my parents have shown their love for me. And no matter how much I can drive them crazy, and I know that's hard to believe, me being difficult and driving my parents crazy, I know that seems a little weird for some of you maybe, but no matter how crazy I drive them, no matter how much I want to make them pull their hair out, they still love me. There's nothing that I can do that will make them stop loving me. And that's what I believe our relationship with God is like, but so much more. Even when we turn away from God, and even when we participate in the things of the world that we know don't please God, God is with us. God still loves us. In this morning's scripture, it said, every person who practices sin commits an act of rebellion, and sin is rebellion. And so we're going to sin, right? Because that's just who we are. But God is so good and so kind. We have the truest and most clear form of God's love through the gift of Jesus Christ, from God taking on flesh and coming to earth and living amongst us, dying on a cross and raising from the tomb 3 days later. What an incredible love that we have from our God. We have a God who wants to be in relationship with us, who welcomes us into this family of faith, no matter how many times we run away or turn away from God. Now, I do know that my story of my relationship with my parents is not the same for everybody. For some, when they think of their parents, there is only feelings of pain and hurt and sadness. And the same could be said for relationships with God. Some people may feel very distant from God. They may feel that either they're pulling away from God or they feel that God has left them. They could be feeling a lot of pain and emptiness and don't feel this love that God has for them. And so when they hear me this morning, they may be thinking, Pastor Maggie, you have no idea what you're talking about. But my friends, I want you to hear this good news. No matter how far we may feel we are from God, or how far God is from us, no matter how much pain or emptiness or how lost we may be feeling at any given time, God is with you. God is with us always. God will always love us, and we have this promise that we are children of God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the gift we get from the resurrection. And so the song that we sang just right before, Reckless Love, has become one of my favorites because it reminds me of this immeasurable amount of love that God has for you and for me and for every single person. I saw this video where the writer of the song, Corey Asbury, explains what he felt and what he believed as he was writing this song. And he said that when he speaks of the reckless love of God, he isn't talking about God being reckless, but that God's love for us is reckless. Because God doesn't think or care about the consequences in loving us. God doesn't think of himself first, and it's not selfish, right? God doesn't wonder what's going to be gained or lost by giving us love, because God's love will leave the 99 to find the one. And Corey, you know, says, well, you know, people may think that that's foolish and may ask, well, what if the 99 get lost? What happens then? But he asks right back, what if finding that one will always be supremely important? He continues on to say that God's love isn't cautious, even though when we continue to turn away, even though when we continue to sin, God continues to give us that love time and time and time again, my friends. We can feel lost, we can feel pain, we can feel empty, but God comes to us in that. God comes and finds us and does what the good shepherd does, right? God comes and gets us and puts us on his shoulders and carries us back home. God is that good and that kind. And so, my friends, I want to invite all of us to sing this bridge and this chorus again. I want us to sing these words. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Because, my friends, aren't these the words that describe what a good, good parent we have? What a loving God we have in our lives who will go to such great lengths to show us the love and grace that we have always? So I want you to open up your hearts, open up your minds, and feel the love that God has for you deep down in your soul. I want these words to fill every part of your being. And it doesn't matter, my friends, if you are the closest you've ever felt to God, or if you are feeling the most far away from God that you've ever felt, and feeling the most empty you've ever felt, or somewhere in between, because, my friends, I want you to hear these words. I want you to know these words of this never-ending love that God has for you. I hope that this song reminds you today that you are all children of God. We have all been adopted into the family of faith through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And even when we fall, even when we turn away, even when we feel our most empty, God, as the loving parent, will come to us, pick us up, and carry us home.
No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Mother God, parent God, loving God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, for the gift that we receive through the resurrection of being your children. God, I pray that we are able to claim the name adopted child of God, that we may go out into the world, that we may leave this place and find those who don't have a name to claim of their own, and that we may share it with them, that we may share your love and your grace with them, that they may know that they are also a child of God. Lord, I just pray that in the moments of darkness, of pain, of feeling lost, of emptiness, that we may be filled with you
that you may come into our lives and fill our hearts with your love and your presence, that we may feel your comforting arms around us always, because God, you are there. God, we know that you are with us always. God, we just give you thanks for this blessing to be a part of your family, for this wonderful blessing that we get to join together as a family of faith and praise and worship your holy name. God, we pray that all the things in our lives right now, all the things going on, that we may lift them up to you and that you may take them from us. That the worries of the world may be released from our hearts, from our shoulders, so that we may focus more on you. God, we just give you so much praise, so much thanks for the love that you have for us that will never, never end. Thank you for the gift of your love of the Son of Jesus Christ. And it is in his name that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either in our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in the bridge, which offers contemporary music in a relaxed, rejuvenating environment. For more information, visit our website at mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.